took your power lifters, a little road tripping this weekend. Lance was kind of keeping me, Frazier was kind of keeping me posted a little bit. How about some results? How did your team do?
They did pretty good. The boys team got third, and we had some medalists. The kids did really well. TJ Puckett, he at 165 pounds, he got first. And then Reed Sellers at 220 pounds, he got first as well. And then we medaled six other kids. So we had 8 medalists this go round. And so it wasn't near as good as what the kids did at Peru, but we've been battling some illnesses, or the team has been battling some illnesses like everybody else has. And so it was still a great showing. The competition was stout. Mm-hmm. And so the kids did exceptional with the competition that they had. There was 11 teams in this meet, and Lexington puts on a heck of a meet. They sure do.
Girls? Any girls make the trip?
Yep, I had 4 girls. I had Delaney Brunswick, Kaylee Hunter, Kit Eshelman, and Claire Cody. They made the trip down, and Kaylee Hunter walked away with a 3rd place medal. So, yeah. But Claire, she was kind of taking it easy. She qualified for state, and so we have state in 2 weeks in Omaha. And so I've got five of the kids that are on the team. They're going to state, and so it was a really good meet. So yeah.
How do you qualify? I mean, in powerlifting, how do you get qualified?
Well, they use it off of your cumulative total, and they have certain meets that you can qualify at. And so I'm not 100% sure, Rich, but I think what they do is they use some totals from last year in the weight divisions, and then I think they use a USPL, U.S. United States of America Powerlifting Association. Mm-hmm. They get some numbers from them, and then they also get the numbers from the kids that are lifting and get for a couple of meets, and then they kind of take an average and then come up with a cumulative total that the kids need to meet. So it's not easy.
Oh, I'm sure. Was that Lex meet the last one for you guys to get qualified?
Unfortunately, being that it's so close to state, with it being in 2 weeks, that was not a qualifying meet. We would have had to have qualified. Our Peru meet was our last meet that we could qualify kids for. But unfortunately, we didn't. The Peru meet, I was missing 2 of my girls, and so because they got tied up with weather trying to get to Peru that weekend. Mm-hmm. So we needed to make a few earlier meets, but they filled up so quickly that I kind of dropped the ball, and unfortunately we didn't get down to the eastern end of the state to make those earlier meets.
But you've seen progress. We talked about progress every meet, haven't you?
Oh my gosh, these kids, they never cease to amaze me how well they do. The resilience, and the thing that I like is the competitive spirit that these kids bring to each meet. And so, it's kind of an odd situation with powerlifting being an individual sport and also a team sport. It's such a great thing to go and see. If you ever have a chance to go to a powerlifting meet, the atmosphere is a little different than what I am used to anyway, with with wrestling and stuff like that, and football and other team sports. The kids that you're competing with, they're rooting you on, or rooting on their competitors just as much as their team is. So everybody wants to see everybody do well and lift well and break some state records or break some personal bests. And so, I mean, it's an outstanding thing to be involved with. So I'm really lucky. I feel very blessed. So
state in Lincoln, is that, or Omaha?
It's in Omaha.
Okay.
Omaha Central this year.
Gotcha. And that's, so, you said it's in 2 weeks or 1 week, or?
2 weeks. It's on the 21st.
Okay.
And then we turn around after that, so that I take the five kids to state, and then we turn around after that. And the following weekend, we go up to Verdigris, which is Verdigris, Niobrara.
Mm-hmm.
It's way up there. We do that one at the end of this month. And then Orchard, Nebraska hosts a meet that's AAU. It's Amateur Athletics. I can't remember, Union or United, something or other. But they host a meet in Orchard, and that's in April. And the kids today said that they, about over half the kids want to go to that one. So we'll continue to practice. And so...
That's terrific.
That's
terrific. You betcha. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it too, man.